6. A Shouting Match? Introduction. A. American humor often confuses the Chinese. The American sense of the comedic is quite different from the Chinese. When Americans tell a joke to the Chinese, the looks of puzzlement are simply golden. Likewise, Chinese humor is just as great a mystery to Americans.
B. Americans have this expression, "It's good to have a sense of humor about life." This generally means it is helpful to refrain from anger or despair when your situation is difficult.
Sample sentences. 1. I try to maintain a robust sense of humor.
2. They always try to make fun of me.
3. We like to joke about such things.
4. You will be so popular here in America because you are so much more beautiful than the girls I see here. No kidding.
5. He is not a good-looking guy, but he's very funny.
6. He is very humorous. He always makes me laugh.
7. The situations I have encountered certainly defy my imagination and deserve a good laugh.
8. I don't see the humor in it.
9. You know Tina is kind of slow. She didn't get it at first.
10. Oh my gosh, it's unbelievable.
Conversations. 1. Do you have to leave soon?
No, actually I can stay longer. Dave called to say that there is a beautiful Chinese girl who's going to pick me up at the school gate tonight at 10:30 instead of 8:30.
Oh, that's better. So you don't have to rush.
Yeah. You know what Dave just said?
What?
He said I should put on something very nice, because this girl will be my next target.
He knows you very well.
He always makes fun of me. He always says things like that. You know, the new coming teacher, a Chinese-Canadian. He said she would really be my chance.
I'm sure you have chances everywhere. You're handsome, talkative, and got a great sense of humor. You must be very popular.
No, you're kidding. I'm not taking it seriously. 2.
You've been here for how long? 4 months now?
Yeah, about.
Do you know Chinese better now?
Oh, definitely. I remember when I first arrived in Guangzhou, my girlfriend was haggling with a sales clerk over the price of a mobile phone.
Oh, yeah. Many Chinese like to bargain. It happens almost everywhere.
I mean, I understand that, but the speed of the conversation got faster and faster until it seemed to me that they would fight. My perception of the tone was that it was a violent shouting match. The truth was that it was a perfectly normal conversation.
A shouting match? You're so funny. You must be exaggerating. I don't believe it.
I'm not exaggerating at all. I'm telling you the truth. That was how I felt at that time.
Yes, perhaps. Chinese usually don't notice that sort of thing. Maybe it's quite natural to us.
Yes, absolutely true.
3. Do you take a bus to and from work?
Yeah, every day. And there's only one choice. All the other buses are going the other direction.
I have the same problem. When I leave work, it's always rush hour, so the buses are always crowded.
Oh, yeah, it's terrible. I will tell you the funniest thing I've seen in China. It's when so many people try to get onto one city bus, and the last guy is squeezed in so tight that the door is tightly pressed against his butt.
That sounds terrible the way you describe it. But you know, not long ago I really suffered on the bus.
What happened? Were you having a hard time getting on a bus?
You just can't imagine. I waited for the first bus, but it was too full. So I waited for the second, and it was still very crowded. Then I decided not to wait for the next one, so I got on the second bus. It was so full that I had to stand on one foot. No kidding.
Good exercise, huh?
Yeah, absolutely.
And it's so much fun. One day, the bodies were so tightly packed that some girl's behind was pressed against my front. I was afraid to put my hands down for fear of accidentally groping her.
You were so happy, weren't you?
What do you think? I'm a good boy. 4. You know, I don't quite understand the Chinese criterion of beauty. I mean, I asked some Chinese guys who had seen my girlfriend. I asked them, "Isn't she beautiful?" They were looking at me with eyes wide open, like, and they even wondered how in the world I could ever have fallen in love with her.
I understand. I've heard quite a few people say that most Chinese women that foreigners have chosen are not pretty at all. I know I'm one of those that they were describing. I'm surely not beautiful. Oh, come on. Although you married a foreigner, you're not that bad.
I mean, I think my girlfriend is very pretty and cute. She has these red cheeks, and her silk hair has been evenly cut. Very pretty, very charming.
Chinese don't notice that sort of thing at all. Amy, what is that saying? Beauty is in the eyes of the beholder. Yeah, that's right. Magic love. Words and expressions. 1. Target.
2. Talkative.
3. Haggle.
4. Perception.
5. Shouting match.
6. Exaggerate.
7. Natural.
8. To and from.
9. Rush hour.
10. Squeeze in.
11. But.
12. For fear of.
13. Grope.
14. Criterion.
15. Evenly.
16. Charming.
17. Saying.
18. Beholder.